taking back control? Non-EU immigration rises to near record levels. By Jack Montgomery on November 29, 2019. Non-EU immigration, the only type of immigration the government can control, has risen to near record levels. Immigration from European Union member states, as well as the European Economic Area, EEA, and Switzerland, is almost entirely outside the British government's control, as they are part of the free movement regime which the United Kingdom remains subject, despite the fact that more than 3 years have passed since the British people voted to leave the bloc. But the inflow of migrants from the European Union, while still significantly higher than the number of EU migrants returning to their home countries, has fallen, according to the latest Office for National Statistics, ONS, quarterly report. Immigration from beyond the EU, meanwhile, has increased, despite the fact the governing Conservative Party can control it, and indeed promised to significantly reduce net immigration from the hundreds of thousands to the tens of thousands 3 elections in a row. According to the ONS report, an estimated 609,000 people moved to the United Kingdom in the year to June 2019, while 397,000 people moved away, for a net inflow of 212,000. The net inflow from the European Union was 48,000, down significantly since the vote to leave the EU in 2016, partly as a result of EU migrants' uncertainty about the country's future relationship with the EU, but largely due to improved prospects in their home countries and local currencies strengthening against the pound, while the non-EU inflow was a staggering 229,000. Migrants coming to study made up a large proportion of the non-EU influx, with the number of Indian students surging by 63% compared to the previous year, alongside a 21% rise in students from the People's Republic of China. It should be noted that the ONS statistics on immigration were downgraded to experimental in August 2019. However, following research which indicated that the official statistics agency had been systematically underestimating net migration from EU countries. The Migration Watch UK think tank suggested that the statistics would do little for public confidence in the Tories' pledges on immigration. Boris Johnson has dropped the never-met-tens-of-thousands target which the Tories never intended to honour, according to George Osborne, but claims he will still reduce net immigration overall, with work visas up to 190,000, highest in decade, student visas, at their highest since 2011, family visas up 23% on the year, asylum grants, at their highest since 2003, and a 25% fall in enforced returns of illegals in the past year. Without a cap, the numbers would shoot up further still, he added. Prime Minister Johnson has refused to implement a cap. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.